Hey, in this episode, I'll tell you 3 actual signs that can help you to figure out that you will become rich one day or not. These are the signs all the self-made rich people had at their initial stage. I am so excited to tell these signs to you. So if you want to know that, will you gonna be rich, richer or richest in the future? Highly suggested, watch this episode till the end. Hey, this is Ashwini Parikh welcoming all of you to your Zone, Aspa Zone, a podcast for crazy minds just like you. Thanks a lot to YouTube here on Aspa Zone because it means a lot to me. If you want to get notified when the latest episode comes, click on the follow/subscribe button or whatever option is in front of you on the platform you are listening to it. Or go and check out our Instagram page @AspaZone. There we upload new episode teasers and other useful content. It's my suggestion to you. Go and check it out. You're gonna love it. @AspaZone. Hurry up. So now, without wasting any further ado, let's dive in with me into our today's episode. Okay, almost everyone wonders that they will be successful one day or not. If you ever think about how to become rich, then you also know that there are some secrets to it. Well, some senseless studies show that attractive people are more likely to have a higher salary than unattractive ones, or taller people will make more money than shorter people. But the true thing is that these all are just shitty analytics and researches. Don't believe in that. The true thing which will accurately tell a person going to be rich or not is their characteristic. People who are more hardworking, dedicated and open-minded are more likely to be highly successful. There are 3 other ways to determine your chances of success. If you show these signs, then there is a strong chance that you will be rich one day. Sign number 1, entrepreneurial spirit at a very young age. The first sign you will be rich one day is having an entrepreneurial mindset and desire to start your business or building an empire of businesses at a very young stage. You see, most of the wealthy people started making their money very early, or if not, then at least they started figuring out how to make money. There are really no rules and rights or wrongs to do this. It's mostly about taking actions and doing what it takes to satisfy your entrepreneurial thrust and desire for growth. I suggest you to take making money as a game. Take it as a game. Let me give you an example. A well-known entrepreneur, Mark Cuban, sold garbage bags door to door when he was 12 years old so that he could buy an old pair of shoes. Okay, an old pair of shoes. Okay, Warren Buffett sold packets of gum when he was 6 years old and made his first stock investment when he was 11. I personally also started thinking about entrepreneurship, running our own businesses at the age when I was 15. At the age of 15, I made a video streaming website just like YouTube and made an approx $500 as my first earning. I learned a lot about different type of businesses and companies, their systems, their models and how they make money. Okay, I learned these things from just a slow internet connection and a little smartphone, cause I didn't have enough money to buy me a personal computer, a PC. But I did these things because I have a burning desire of doing something other than the league, away, far away from the league. I also can just focus on studies, playing games, roaming the city, just like my other friends did, and build a employmentality for myself, just like them. But that's what separates an entrepreneur from other people who just want to walk on the pre-established path. So I decided to create my own path instead of running on the pre-established path. The secret is that if you go about things in a lazy way, in an uninterested way, then you will get the same results. But if you actually put in the work by all your interest and passion and devotion in it, you will be rewarded for your efforts and you will make more money, definitely. Because it's all about mindset and passion. If being rich was for everyone, then everyone could have been achieved it. But not everybody have that super dedication and passion towards their work. So what's your game? Think about it. Ask this question to yourself. Do you enjoy the game of making money? Do you love money? Do you always look for the opportunities to make more and more money by the money you have right now in your pocket? If your answer is yes, then you have one of the key characteristics that determines whether you will make lots of money or not in the future. Your aspiration to be rich one day and to live life you dream always will not come automatically by themselves. You will need to learn what are the tricks and the secrets that rich have and how they use them to make more and more money. This will help you to shift your mindset and cultivate an entrepreneurial spirit in your mind. Okay, sign number two. If you have a sense of urgency. After studying over 500 million years, generalist and author Napoleon Hill found that successful people act promptly. In his 1937 personal finance classic, Think and Grow Rich, he writes, analysis of several hundred people who had accumulated fortunes well beyond the $1 million mark disclosed the fact that every one of them had the habit of reaching decisions very fast, very promptly. If you are impatient and have a strong sense of urgency, you are probably a high achiever as well. Patience is not a virtue. I always say that patience is a character flaw because high achievers are impatient. They do not want to wait and they just want to achieve their goals right now. High achievers and successful people know that time is precious and they can't buy time and they try to make most of it always. So operate yourself on a different level than others do. Life is short. If you want to be rich, you cannot procrastinate. You have to work hard and make things happen. There is no easy way to success. This is what successful people know all too well. They are the kind of people that would see a wall and immediately think about how to cross it to get to where they want to be. Successful people will do whatever it takes to eliminate obstacles. I personally naturally have a sense of urgency. I am always ready to do whatever it takes to achieve my goals and I never waited around for anything. I have the need to consistently take massive actions. This is what you have to possess naturally or develop over time as well if you want to be rich. You must be able to operate on a different level than others do, than your neighbors do, than your friends do. You have to learn how to work at a faster pace and make sure that the people around you can keep up too. 333 point number 3, the sign number 3. You are goal-oriented. The third pillar of the mindset of the rich is that they are extremely goal-oriented. They have the clarity of vision and a plan for everything. All successful people are prepared to do the next big thing and have a clear vision in their mind. They have focus and a clear plan of action for themselves. This strong goal-oriented mentality makes them super focused on what they want to achieve and prevents them from being distracted. When you set goals, you are actively choosing a life path with self-responsibility and that can make the difference between success and failure. You see, the truth is that if you do not have a plan for yourself, you are most likely be a part of someone else's plan. You have to develop clarity and a vision as well as the ability to communicate your vision clearly. Rich and successful people are always crystal clear about what they want and they have the ability to communicate that to others. Okay, if you want to be successful, you also must know how to communicate with people around you in a clear and straightforward manner. You should be straightforward and bold. You must be able to share your vision with others and make them see it too. I always insist on goal setting and planning with all of you because I know how important it is to have clarity of purpose and mission for yourself. Yet, I repeatedly see people, students who are stuck in their 9-to-5 job, hating their lives and wishing that they could change something, but they don't. They are afraid to make the leap and stay in their job. They hate working for someone else and participating in someone else's plan, but they have to do it because they are stuck. This is what makes them poor, and this is what how they make someone else rich instead of themselves. This is how you can actually go broke. You must find a way out of what makes you feel stuck, as or if you are not living your life to the fullest. If your goal is to be rich one day, then you have to have the clarity of vision and the courage to pursue it. This is the biggest problem. Most of the people have the clarity of goal. They know what to do next. But the problem in them is that they don't have the courage to pursue their dreams. Without this, you will always end up chasing someone else's goal and making their dreams come true instead of your own dreams. For the ones who are still listening to me, I have an extra number 4th advice for you. Number 4, always push yourself more. One last and a very important sign that you will be rich is your need for consistent growth. Successful people are always working on improving themselves. They are reading, learning, and educating themselves all the time. According to Chris Hogan, author of Everyday Millionaires, rich and successful people are incredibly hard workers who have strong self-determination and who always strive for more. If you want to be rich, you have to focus on educating yourself and consistently improving yourself. Listen to my podcast, Espa Zone, on the way to your work. You can find it on platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more. If not, then read books, attend seminars, and meet people. If you can, the best thing to do for yourself is to find a mentor who will guide you through the way through your learning process. So congratulations, you will be rich, my brother and sister. So this was our today's podcast about Lab. If you have any suggestion for our future podcast, suggest us by DMing on Instagram @EspaZone. I'll definitely solve your problem and give you a shout out with your name and residential area. Or whatever thing you want me to do as a shout out. If yes, then share this podcast to your friends, acquaintances, etc. And don't forget to check out our Insta handle @EspaZone. And here on this platform, like us, follow us, favorite us, or rate us, subscribe us, or whatever option is in front of you. Meet you again in my next episode. This side, Ashwini Parikh, signing off from Espa Zone. Bye-bye.